Hey there, wonderful partners. God bless you. And it's wonderful to be able to spend some time with you today on this amazing subject. This is our last session in August for this particular subject on the shield of faith. And what I want to do today is bring you to Mark 5:36. And what had happened was Jairus, who was a synagogue official, had a very sick daughter, and he went to fetch Jesus to help him because he believed. He believed that Jesus could heal his daughter. But then he received news that his daughter had died, and all of a sudden he lost his faith. He fell into fear. So Jesus, overhearing what was being spoken, because he overheard the bad news being given to him, and he said to Jairus, "Do not be afraid, only believe." Now, that's hard when you just hear a word that your daughter has died and, you know, Jesus didn't make it. You had faith for one level, but when it went to the next level of trouble, you just lost your faith. And Jesus is saying, don't lose your faith. Your faith is your shield. Your faith is your protection. He says, don't lose your faith. He said, only believe. Only believe, because she will be made well. And so what I was sensing today as I was getting prepared to share with you is that you might have gone through a situation where you had faith on a certain level, but then you got an increased hit. And sometimes hits come like that. The enemy comes and attacks us, and he'll do one level, then another level, then another level, because he's trying to wear us down. We see that in Daniel chapter 7, that he tried to wear down the saints of the Most High. And so he will try to wear you down. And somewhere along the line, you know, he's hoping that you will let your faith guard down. And that's what happened to Jairus. He was full of faith when he ran to get Jesus, but then Jesus stopped to heal the woman of the issue of blood and to talk to her. And in the meantime, his daughter died. So it must have been so discouraging. And he was ready to let his faith wall down, his shield down, when Jesus picked it back up for him. And that's what we need, is people around us who will keep us in the faith, who will say, just keep believing. Come on, keep believing. You know, keep that faith strong. And that's what Jesus did with Jairus. So I want to encourage you to only believe. And when the enemy comes and bombards you, remember that you've got a shield. It's called the shield of faith. And when you believe in the promise of God over all the wiles of the devil, over everything that he tries to throw at you, when you believe the word, when you believe the promises, when you believe God and his power more than what the devil's doing, then you will see the manifest glory of God. This was a hard situation for Jairus. It looked like it was the end of it, but it wasn't, because Jesus said, only believe. You're going to see God move here. And so then they went and got to Jairus's house, and there was people in the room because his daughter, they believed, had died. That's what they were saying. She's dead. And he chased them all out. Why? Because they weren't in faith. He kept the mother and father there because obviously they're going to be in faith. They're desperate to see her live. And also his three closest disciples, who were also in faith. And so he had a room full of faith. He actually built a shield of faith in that room. And sometimes you have to collect intercessors who will really believe in the victory and put them around you, and they build a shield. And that's what Jesus built in that room when he raised Jairus's daughter from the dead. So she got not only healed, but she got resurrected. Amen. So God's got great things for you. I want to encourage you to keep your shield strong. Lift up that shield of faith. Utilize it, because God can do all things that you need him to do. And there's promises that are given to you that when you stand in faith for those promises, they will work for you. Keep your shield strong. And if you need to reach out and build a shield full of people who believe with you, then you do that, okay? Because more of you brings an extra strength. You know, if one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. It grows exponentially. So God bless you. Have a great weekend, and know that you're loved with an everlasting love. You really, really are. God bless.